On this Earth Day 2021, we have 35 degrees.
I can't believe you'd be doing that. It's time for our talk with Jim Rosenhaus, Rosie from the Indians, brought to you by your North Vigil Convenience in Oka, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. Can you believe it, Rosie? It's Earth Day, and he plays Dirty Water by the Standells, right?
Seriously.
That's not good at all. Mother Nature's, yesterday decided to cast a good idea, I guess. I thought maybe the pods could become igloos last night if you decided to do this sort of thing. But
yeah, it was, I think it was more challenging. I never did make it down to the ballpark. They called it off that early, but the word was that it was really the field that was the mess. And then, of course, during when the game would have been, just looking out the window, there's snow coming down, and it would have been, I suppose they could have jammed it in, but when you think about it, to have a team come back on Memorial Day and play a doubleheader, that's much, much more appealing.
Can we put quotes around that doubleheader at the moment right now? This is where we're getting into. If you could explain to us, 7 innings, is this how the doubleheaders work this year for the Major League Baseball teams?
Yeah, and I guess from this point forward, they did it last year because of COVID and some, protocols that they thought would be helpful. But, I think they're embracing that, hey, just do 7-inning games. That's what they do in the minor leagues, and I'm not sure what they do in college that they play too, but they've done it in the minor leagues forever. And it just, I guess just from a pitching standpoint, it's helpful. There's 7-inning doubleheaders, and this is a traditional doubleheader, so it's not separate admission. If you have tickets for that day, you get 2 for the price of 1, and it'll be a fun day. So it'll be interesting, though. Strategy-wise, might be a little different in a 7-inning game, so we'll have to see how that plays out, because the Indians actually were the last team last year to play a full doubleheader of 9-inning games before they changed the rule. I don't know if you remember, but it wasn't in place when we began playing late July, and the Indians had an early rainout and ended up playing 2 9s in a doubleheader, and they were the last team to do that before they switched the rule to 7-inning games, and that's where we are now again this season.
Getting back to weather, that's kind of what we're talking about here in a way. Has there ever been a time where you, in your career, broadcast a game where you were really exposed to the elements and thought, what are we doing here?
Fortunately, at least baseball-wise, you're always in a press box. Now, I can remember in the minor leagues there were some where, the windows, you didn't necessarily have that option to close windows, so it would be awfully cold, because I did work in Buffalo for a while, and Ottawa was in the league, so if you had some April games up there, it could be tricky. But, sure, high school football and things like that, absolutely, cold weather was a factor. So, yes, along the way. But, I think major leagues, the press boxes, you have the windows, so it's not that big a deal. It's much more of a chore for the players to get through a cold weather game.
Talking to Jim Rosenhaus this morning is brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience in Oka, Indians and the Yankees. We always look forward to this every year on the calendar. It comes early this year for a 4-game set. I hear that they've sold out the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of the 30% capacity, which is going to be good. But did you hear that sports, Fox Sports, the last thing they tagged is the last place Yankees? They're the last in the American League.
It's amazing, guys, just to think with how much they spend on payroll, you would think that their best players that they're spending money on would have a better record than that. But look, teams go through stretches, and the key now for the Indians is to hope that the Yankees don't get hot and maybe reach the level that many expect. I will say, though, a couple of areas, offensively, they're really struggling. They're heavily reliant on the home run, and they're not hitting home runs right now. And they really don't do much else. So they're having trouble scoring runs, and their starting pitching hasn't been as good as they had hoped. When it's not Gerrit Cole who's pitching, their starting pitcher's ERA is like 5.5 runs a game. So that's a problem too. So we'll see if the Indians can take advantage of a team that's struggling before – that that team that's struggling gets hot, because they will at some point. The Indians are just hoping it's not this weekend.
Right, and we heard Corey Kluber didn't get the win yesterday. He's 0-2 on the season this year, and because I guess he played yesterday, we won't see him in this rotation, so we're not going to have some kind of Bieber-Kluber matchup that would occur at some particular point. Though that's always something to look forward to in the future. Let's talk a little bit. I just wanted to get this from Sam Hinches this other
now
night.
Now the kick and the pitch. A swing and a miss. How about that? Adam Eaton, one of the toughest outs in the game, and Hinches in his major league debut strikes him out swinging. That is out number one in the seventh inning. A wicked curveball from Hinches got Adam Eaton.
How special is that for the player when you get to be a part of those things that as they come up and you feel like, hey, this is an opportunity or this is the first for that player to share that with the audience?
I know. It's a lot of fun because, you know, I think in some cases the journey to the major leagues is harder than it is in others. Like Bryce Harper, you knew he was going to be in the big leagues. It didn't take him long to get there. But for a guy like Hinches, he's had Tommy John, drafted in 14. I mean, you're talking about, you know, 5, 6, 7 years in the minor leagues to try and get here. So when you finally do, it's a big deal. And so for him to finally get here and have the debut that he did, I know he gave up a home run, but he also struck out 3. And I think by all accounts looked very comfortable out there and wasn't overcome by the moment or anything like that. It's really exciting because he's got a great arm. You know, he fits the profile. He's 6'6", left-handed, throws hard, all that good stuff. And his pitching, you know, the skills of strike throwing and setting up hitters has really developed in a lot of ways in the last year and a half, 2 years or so. So the Indians are excited about it, and it was nice to see. So that was a special moment for him to be sure, and it's fun to be a part of that.
Yes, and he struck out Spanky, as Craig and I learned the other day, Eaton's nickname for that.
Yeah, who's going to get suspended now because he got a little frisky there against the Indians the other day.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that seems to be going on between on the base paths or everywhere there as well, and we hope we work a little bit more on some fundamentals, stopping when the stop sign shows up, making sure we don't overrun a bag, all that kind of stuff. Those little things are what add up to help you become a better ball club for sure.
Yeah, and then, you know, some fielding miscues, base running miscues. The Indians, I think it's fair to say, because they have struggled offensively, they can't afford those. So obviously that's something something that they've talked about and are certainly emphasizing, and we'll see if they can put that into play, because they don't have to play perfect baseball. Nobody can do that. But you do have to be fundamentally sound most of the time to be successful. So they'll need to shore that up for sure to be able to go on a little bit better run.
Aaron Civale had an extra day of rest, right? That's all that mattered for him. He's just ready to go tonight.
Yeah, he's all set. They kind of just bumped everybody back. They have put Bieber in between Logan Allen and Tristan McKenzie just to split them up a little bit. But for the most part, the rotation stays the same, and then it's great to see Civale back out there. He's been tremendous in his first 3 starts of the season.
Well, we look forward to these 4 against the Yankees in the weekend of sellout baseball with the 30%. And, of course, next in May, it's going to move up to 40%. So a louder crowd, more enthusiastic, and hopefully some better weather than we had this past week a little bit. Jim, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, guys. Thanks.
Thanks. Jim Rosenhaus joining us this morning to talk Indians baseball. It's brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Road.